Thanks be to God. Why is it so difficult for us to put an end to childish ways? Every year on Groundhog Day, Leo and I pull out a movie from our library called Groundhog Day. So last night was no different. We put in the movie and we began to watch, and I thought about this scripture that Paul gives us this morning about putting an end to our childish ways and about love. And you see, the main character in the story, Phil Connor, is a weatherman who, even though we can estimate him to be about in his 40s, he has not put away his childish ways. His whole idea of where the world revolves is around himself. So he goes to Punxsutawney to do the weather forecast of the groundhog seeing his shadow, and he's quite annoyed that this is the third year he has to go to this very seemingly unimportant event in the world. And he lets it be known, and he treats all of those around him like they're his servants. And then for Phil, the next morning when he awakes, he thinks it's February 3rd, but it's not. It's February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Phil has to relive this day, and we don't know exactly how long, but let me tell you exactly in the time that he is reliving this day what he learns. Phil learns how to flip playing cards into an upturned hat. And he does say that takes about 6 months. He learns how to play the jazz piano. He learns how to sculpt ice. Now remember, he's repeating one day. So he can't learn all of these things in that one day. He learns how to speak French fluently. He learns and knows the life stories of everyone in the town of Punxsutawney. He falls in love with his producer named Rita. We can estimate Phil has to learn the lesson of love, the lesson of removing his childish ways, for about 10 years of repeating the same day. And we're only estimating 10 years because as you watch the story unfold, you watch Phil begin to let go of things like arrogance, let go of things like boasting, let go of things like anger, to know that each individual in that town is an individual to be valued, that he learns about the lesson of death, that there is nothing he can do to prevent death when it comes in its time, and he has to face it and grieve it. So over the course of repeating this one day, until Phil gives up the last of his childish ways and allows love for others to be what rules his life, he's doomed to repeat the day. But it happens. And the next day finally comes as Phil becomes an adult. And yes, he does get the girl. But as Paul is writing this particular passage in the midst of this letter that we often find where? At weddings and sometimes even at funerals. We read it and we read it out of its context and its beauty about what love is. But in reality, it is chapter 13 in his letter to the Corinthians. He is speaking to a people who have not put an end to their childish ways, that some may be boasting about the gifts that they have received in the Spirit. Some may be boasting about their leadership roles. They are arrogant. They are rude. They set the table for the community to gather and don't think about those who are working for a living and come late. And so they start to eat. And those who come late get the leftovers. So when Paul says this to them and they hear it, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels but do not have love, they hear it very much as someone who is saying, listen to me, you're doing something a little bit wrong. And as he goes on to speak to them about what are the attributes of love, he is reminding them as a community that they are impatient, that often they are not kind, that sometimes they are envious or boastful or arrogant or rude, and that many times some of them in their midst insist on their own way or are irritable or resentful when they don't get their own way. They rejoice in the wrongdoings of others rather than in the truth. So he reminds them that love isn't those things. That love is bearing the burdens of one another. That love is believing in the truth of God in Jesus Christ. And love is hoping that the community can become more than who they are. That they can become the unified body of Christ. And that love endures even those times of conflict and struggle in the body as we grow and mature. Because that is a struggle. It took him 10 years to face himself. It takes us a lifetime as the body of Christ to work together in love. It takes a lifetime for us to get it right, to let go of our childish ways. In just a few moments, our president of our United Methodist Women's chapter is going to come and speak to us about what this Sunday means for the United Methodist Women. And I have been now at some regional events, at some conference events, at some state events, and some district events. And the United Methodist Women are about women who continually gather and struggle to get it right. That they are willing to face the places where maybe they're getting it wrong, that love isn't the center, but maybe their childish ways. Because when we're a child, who's the most important thing in our lives? We are. When we're an adult, who's the most important thing in our lives? Everyone else. But God is asking us, God first, then the world. And the United Methodist Women are working to put their childish ways away and get it right. And they are leaders that lead us into that path of mission. And as we hear the stories even that Darlene will lift up for us, of the stewards of mission in our community, we may just have a glimpse of what Paul is speaking to us about. That faith, hope, and love abide, but these three, the greatest of these, is love. So my challenge this morning to you is to think about the childish ways that you hold on to and to let go of them and to become the adult and step into those places where you may have to hear truth about yourself as well as speak truth to others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.